Chapter 9, Major Traffic Laws, Part 3. This chapter contains two sections: concepts of speed in relationship to schools, construction zones, speed laws and conditions, additional considerations. Section 9.1, Concepts of speed in relationship to schools, construction zones, speed laws and conditions. It's no coincidence that many of the collisions on the road today are caused by excessive speed. Remember the phrase, speed kills. When you drive fast, you really limit your chances of escaping a collision. Your reaction time is put to the test when you drive, and the faster you go, the less reaction time you have to stop, swerve, or avoid oncoming cars. The experts who determine the safe speed limits on the road do not just pull numbers out of thin air. Before a speed sign is posted, research is done by traffic safety engineers as to the safest maximum speed on that road under normal conditions. Anytime you exceed that speed, you probably are not being safe, even if you think you are. Take our advice. Listen to the experts. It's important to be aware of all your surroundings at all times while you're operating any vehicle. You must identify and obey all posted speeds, and at the same time, identifying any potential hazards and reducing your speed appropriately to avoid any hazards on the road, even if it means driving below the posted speed limit. When you're approaching an intersection where many collisions can occur, you should reduce your speed, see what's going on, and then proceed with caution. The same is true when approaching a railroad crossing, crest of a hill, bridge, or an incline. Just because the sign says 55 miles per hour or 65 miles per hour doesn't mean you have to drive at that speed. How much time do you think you save by speeding? What you should realize is you don't actually lose that much time by slowing down, and in the end, you might even save your life or save the life of someone else. There are so many excuses as to why we speed. So many people feel they received a ticket and absolutely didn't deserve it. People have no clue. They don't see the forest for the trees. The most common traffic violation is speeding. Many people think they have to get there so much faster than everybody else. You should follow the basic speed rule. The basic speed rule simply states, do not go faster than is safe for conditions. Although this isn't a law, it's the safest way to drive. What does this mean? When you're driving on a road with a posted speed limit of 40 miles per hour, that's the safest maximum speed you're allowed to drive during normal road conditions. What if conditions are not normal? For example, you're driving down the road and it begins to rain. It may not be safe to drive 40 miles per hour because the road may be slippery from the mixture of oil, dust, and dirt accumulation with the rainwater. The conditions dictate the speed that you should drive, regardless of what the speed limit may be. The basic speed rule also applies on the highway. What if you just left a football stadium and there are 10,000 vehicles on the road in front of you? Is it okay to drive 55 miles per hour? Of course not. You have all the vehicles in front of you and it wouldn't be safe. Why people speed? The main reason people speed is they perceive they are saving time. They think they're going to get to their destination quicker if they go faster than everybody else on the road. The following are two studies conducted on speeding. The results of the studies you will find very interesting. Study number one. This study looks at two cars traveling the same distance at different speeds on city streets. Car A went 35 miles per hour. Car B went 45 miles per hour. Both cars traveled a distance of 10 miles. How much sooner did car B arrive at their destination than car A? 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes? The answer is 90 seconds, a minute and a half. The perception is you're getting there much faster than car A, but you're not. Traffic lights are synchronized on city streets with the speed limit, usually by computers. If it says 35 miles per hour is the speed limit, then that's the speed traffic should flow. If you go exactly 35 miles per hour, you will catch all of the green lights. Try it one day. Some people think if they go 70 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour speed zone, that would work. That might work, but the idea is to leave your house 90 seconds sooner and get there on time. If you, who think you're a great driver, weaving in and out of traffic, me, not using your turn signals, me, thinking that you're getting there so much faster, you're not. You're just making everybody else mad and driving unsafe. The last few times you were late for an appointment and speeding, didn't you catch every single red light? Next time, leave your house a little earlier and don't speed. Study number two. This study is similar to number one, but the cars are traveling a greater distance and at a faster rate of speed on the highway. Car A went 65 miles per hour. Car B went 55 miles per hour. Both cars traveled a distance of 1,000 miles. How much sooner did car A arrive at their destination than car B? On the average, car A arrived 31 minutes sooner than car B. Again, the perception is you're getting there much faster than car B, but you're not. Each time car A had to reduce their speed because of traffic, to get gas or to rest, car B would catch up. Think about the last time you took a long road trip. Do you remember seeing the same cars over and over again? You remember that little red car with the people in it that you went speeding past? They seem to keep reappearing. You keep seeing the little red car, don't you? You look out your window and there's that couple in the little red car again. Now they have kids. That's amazing. The following is a chart illustrating the time saved over a 10-mile trip on the highway. Miles per hour, 55. Actual time, 10 minutes, 55 seconds. Miles per hour, 60. Actual time, 10 minutes. Time saved, 55 seconds. Miles per hour, 65. Actual time, 9 minutes, 4 seconds. Time saved, 1 minute, 41 seconds. Miles per hour, 70. Actual time, 8 minutes, 34 seconds. Time saved, 2 minutes, 21 seconds. It really doesn't do you any good to speed, so slow down and leave a little bit earlier. You'll be much more relaxed and you'll get there at the same time anyway. Remember, it's important to be aware of all your surroundings, both inside and outside the car. If your mind, your eyes, or hands are elsewhere, you're not giving your full attention to driving. If you're not paying attention to the speed limits and not bothering to look at your speedometer, you're going to get a speeding ticket. Do you know when most people get a speeding ticket, they say, "It didn't feel like I was going that fast. My car usually begins shaking at that speed." Unfortunately, speed limit signs don't say 55 but feels like 85. Do you know that you have a device inside your car called a speedometer that tells you exactly how fast you're going? Some people completely ignore it and virtually everything else around them, depending on how they feel while they're driving. Has this ever happened to you? You go to and from work every day taking the same route. You've got your windows up, you're listening to the radio, and you're thinking about how your day went. You're in your own little world. You get to where you're going and ask yourself, "How did I get here?" You know there's some time missing from your life and you can't account for it. Chances are, during that time, you were probably speeding. Florida speed limits. The maximum speed limit on the highways in Florida is 55 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. Speed limits are 70 miles per hour on some rural interstate highways, effective July 1, 2005. When the posted speed limit is 70 miles per hour, the minimum speed limit will be 50 miles per hour. Never assume that just because the area appears to be rural, the limit is 70 miles per hour. Speed limits may change on other multi-lane highways. In business or residential districts, the limit is 30 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. You should slow down when approaching a railroad track, approaching a curve, approaching a hill crest, bridge, or overpass. In a school zone, during the posted time periods, the speed limit is 15 miles per hour unless otherwise marked. In some school zones, the speed is 20 miles per hour, but it will never be higher than 20 unless otherwise posted. Always follow the signs and traffic signals. The speed limit will be enforced 30 minutes before, during, and 30 minutes after children arrive at or leave a regularly scheduled school session or breakfast programs. Street racing. Florida is getting tough on street racing, aka drag racing. Effective October 1, 2005, racers will be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor. Prior to October 1, this infraction was treated as a second-degree misdemeanor. This change means drivers caught racing could face a year in jail. Repeat offenders could lose their car. Speeding fines are doubled when workers are in a construction zone or in a school zone during posted hours, whether or not children are present. Children require a safe environment in which to travel to and from school. Normal speed limits do not allow traffic enough time to stop suddenly if children step out into the road. Children often behave unpredictably, so obey the speed limit posted of 15 or 20 miles per hour and keep a lookout for them. It's the same with construction zones. Workers are often working on the roadway using heavy equipment close to traffic, not to mention other hazards such as dirt being stirred up, oil, diesel fuel on the road, sinkholes, and concrete barricades. The workers are concentrating on their jobs and not the cars going by, so it's important in construction zones that you obey the warning signs, speed limits, and slow down to avoid endangering the construction worker. Whenever you're not sure about your surroundings or what the actual speed limit is, slow down until you're more certain of the speed limit or how well you can handle the situation. There are two basic reasons why people violate traffic laws. They're either not paying attention or they're in a hurry. Sometimes it's a combination of the two. At one time or another, we all have sped because we were in a hurry. But remember, if you get caught, you're going to spend much more time with the police officer than you'll save by speeding. Even worse, what happens if you get into a collision? You'll definitely lose more time than you would save. The same is true for other violations like running a stop sign, a red light, and not using your turn signal, all in the interest of some perceived time saving. It's really just not worth it. Stopping distance. Here's a story about a race car driver attending a race car driving school. On his first day, they said, "You're going out on the race course and drive a car 160 miles per hour. There are four lanes on the course with a red and green light. When you start, all the lights will be red until you reach 160 miles per hour. Then one of the lights will turn green. When the light turns green, immediately turn into that lane. The rest of the lanes will remain red. He always thought it was cool to drive fast. Some of you have gone 80, 90, or even 100 miles per hour and think it is so great. But he said it's not so great after you learn more about driving. When you're going 120, 130, 140, 160, you sweat. You're so afraid. You can't even blink at 160 miles per hour because if you do, you might crash. Now they want you to change lanes at 160 miles per hour when the light turns green. At first you can't do it because you're too scared. After a while, you build up your courage and you try it. Before you know it, everybody in the school can change lanes at 160 miles per hour. Now they put you back in the classroom and say, "We want you to go 160 miles per hour again and stop the race car. Hit the brakes as hard as you can and stop the car." At 40 miles per hour, it takes about half a football field, 150 feet, to stop, and almost a full football field, 300 feet, at 55 miles per hour. Can you imagine 160 miles per hour? He said you think you're never going to stop. You skid forever and ever and ever. It takes about two football fields, 600 feet, before you begin to slow down. You just keep skidding and skidding and skidding and skidding and skidding. Again, you return to the classroom and they say, "Here's what you just learned. If you're in the Indianapolis 500 going 160 miles per hour and the car in front of you crashes, it's not going to help if you slam on the brakes. That's why they teach you to move to the lane with the green light, the open lane." Think about the last time you saw a wreck at the Indianapolis 500 or Daytona 500. Nobody slams on the brakes. Our first reaction when we see a collision in front of us is to slam on the brakes. Unfortunately, slamming on the brakes will only make you skid all over the road. Remember, you want to move to the open lane and go around the crash. If you are riding home today and there's a truck in front of you and it drops a big cinder block off the back onto the highway, don't slam on the brakes. You're not going to stop. You're going to hit that cinder block. Try and move to the open lane. What if the truck stopped suddenly and you didn't realize it because you weren't paying attention? You wouldn't stop. So from now on, when you're driving on a city street, open roadway, or highway, you say, "I must leave an out." Look for the open lane. You must constantly say, "I can go left, I can go left." If a car pulls up on the left side where you have no escape, you can say, I can go right now." If you can't go left or right, you should slow down, speed up, get away from that situation. Always leave a lane open. One day this is going to happen. A truck is going to drop something on the road. You're going to go right around it smooth as silk. At 60 miles per hour, the force you produce is four times greater than at 30 miles per hour. Consider how much roadway you need to stop your car at different speeds. At 25 miles per hour, it takes you about 62 feet to stop a car. At 35 miles per hour, it takes almost twice as long to stop the car. And at 65 miles per hour, it takes you a whopping 306 feet to stop that car. That's about the length of a football field. Remember, at 55 miles an hour, it takes you 228 feet to stop the car.